want to talk through a few important things today, I think. First of all, we left off last time with Stira and Rashi. Rashi is the head of Rafayim Beis in the Sugya of Bava Machteres. Rashi over there holds, as do other Rishonim also really, that if you have a case, somebody who's Bava Machteres, and he took the Keli out of the Machteres. So, if the, that's in the Gemara's Mavur, at least according to Rava, that if the, as long as the Kli is Be'en, you have to give it back. The Kli broke in the Machteres, that's his Beferish in the Mishnah, you put that Kimla Gravne. If you took the Kli out and the Kli is still around, so Rav apparently said that you have to give it back Be'en. I mean, sorry, Rav apparently said that's also Kimla Gravne, you don't even have to give it back, even if it's Be'en. That's a very good chiddush. The Gemara says, "Rabbis is v'loyi." That's not true. The God of that kind of the chayfetz, he has pir achrayis midid have a shoyl. It's not kind of the gneva, so he has to give the gneva back. But what happens if now the gneva is outside the chayfetz, is outside the machteres? He broke the gneva bachutz. He broke the chobas bachutz. So Rashi learns up. Rashi reads it into the Gemara Shiba. That when the Gemara says that Shiva is chayav, it means Shiva bachutz. But if he broke the chovas outside of the machteres, he's potter from paying from the chovas. He does not have to pay for the chovas. So there's two problems in the Rashi. First of all, Rashi shver and svar. The Ramban is the Rashi. The Ramban says, why should he be potter from paying for the chovas? This is a chovas that he has to bring, that he has to give back. It belongs to the bialim. As long as the chovas is ben, he has to give it back to the bialim. It's not the bialim's chovas, it's the bialim's chovas. And he's now outside of the machteres, so there's no longer any kimle b'drabmine going on. He has no chiv miso. And now he broke the chavis. Says the Ramana, but he has to pay for the chavis. He has to pay because the breaking of the chavis should be mechayim. Moreover, the Ramban says it's a perishing gemara, tavre shasya. That's the din of tavre shasya. That even though the gneva was only mechayim him once, but since Peshash Shvir was chayim for us, so the Shvir is mechayim him that for us, the Shvir is a new mechayim. Says the Ramban, the same thing should be over there. The gneva wasn't mechayim him because it was kimle b'drabmine. But now when he breaks the chavis, that altogether doesn't belong to him, so that should be, so he should be potter. I'm sorry, so he should be chayav. How can Rashi say that he's potter? That's the Ramban's taina, both in Svara and from the Gemara of Tavrei Shas. So the truth is, I think I mentioned last week, in the Balamor's Mavur, and Balamor is a very mechudish to Shita, that the Balamor holds that really Rava Midaraisa agrees to Rav that you don't have to give the chavis back even if it's bad. Because there's kimli rabbani even on the chavis ben. It's only din derabbanan you have to give the chavis back. So the rabbanan were only geyser if the chavis is ben. If the chavis is broken, they weren't geyser, you have to give it back. Right? That's a very mechudish to Kabbalah Mar. It's very difficult how he reads the Gemara. So in the Shulam and Sanhedrin, if you want to take a look, I have a big so I have an avichas to explain the Kabbalah Mar. But that's a very mechudish to Kishita. There's no remiss to any of that in the Rashi and Sanhedrin. It's hard to believe that that's the shot in Rashi's Shita. So Rashi needs a hezber. Why should it be potter if you were shiva bachutz, and why is that different than tavra shasya? So yichelanu leim haschalas dvarim. We could say, started to say last week, that we could say haschalas dvarim, that maybe Rashi holds, like we saw anyway. That in Rashi and Samavov and in the Mitzvah and Ksuvos, maybe Rashi holds that Shiver, that Tavre Shasya is not simply a new Maisa Mazik. It's a Hemshech of the original Maisa Gneva. It's a Gneva Arichto. Like Pashas to Loshen the Gemara in Bava Metzia, but Ushaita Ka Gozlo doesn't say Ushaita Ka Maziklo. It's a Maisa Gzela. Why is it a Maisa Gzela? So we had a whole Hezbollah last week. It's Mishtarish and Mechet. It's Mishtarish and Mechet of the original Maisa Gneva. So the Tavre Shas is not merely a Maisa Mazik. It's a Hemshech of the Maisa Gneva. We saw Red Lion with all the Rashi and Samach Rov. The Tavre Shas is a Mechayev Kefil. After Tavre Shas is a Mechayev Kefil, what does it have to do with Kefil? It's not the Gnudim of Beis Eish. The answer is, but it's a Hemshech of the original Gnudim of Beis Eish. It's a Yishtashus Bechet in the original Gnudim of Beis Eish. So that's Bechayev even to Mechayev Kefil. So if that's the case, so maybe we could say that since the Tavre Shasi is a Hemshech of the original Maisa Gneva, it's not a new Mechayim, it's a Hemshech of the original Maisa Gneva. So then we could say, but if the original Maisa Gneva was Kimmel Adrahmane, so Tavre Shasi is not Mechayim either. You see here, since the original Maisa Gneva was Bob Machteres, so now the Maisa Gneva is the Gneva of Kimmel Adrahmane. So maybe the Kimmel Adrahmane extends to all of the Maisa Gneva. Since the original Maisa Gneva is Kimmel Adrahmane, So even when he's mishtarish in the gneva later, even though by now he's not chayiv nisa, the mishtarish is bechet is also covered by the chimulim rami. If he's not chayiv for the original gneva, then he's not chayiv for the mishtarish in the chet of the gneva. That would be a start, and that's why it's different than Agamar. In Agamar, there's no kimlid rabbinate, so the gneva was mechayiv him once. Now he's mishtarish in the chet, so now the meister gneva is even when it's continues, and by now it's worth forza. So the shtarish is bechet could be mechayiv him forza. By us, there's no kimlid rabbinate. But in the Gemara, it's in Hedim, there's a Kimli Drabnei, Kimli Drabnei, and the Haschalas of Gneva. So it's Kimli Drabnei for the safe of the for the Shtarshis in the Gneva as well. That would be Luchara Haschalas Dvar. It's not Maspik all by itself, because at the end of the day, we could still ask, okay, so we can't be Mechayavim for the Shtarshis Bechet. But let's be Mechayavim for a Maisa Mazik. At the end of the day, it's also a Maisa Mazik. Forget the Shtarshis Bechet, but isn't it also a Maisa Mazik? So the answer is this question we had already in the Gemara of Metzia. Why did the Gemara of Metzia, which is not talking about Kefil, it's just talking about the Chi of Dalet Zuz, talking about the Chi of Keren, why did the Gemara of Metzia have to come on to a fancy word, Bushai to Kagosulo, Bisnan, Kalagazolam, Shal, Shasak Zela? Why did the Gemara of Metzia say that he's a Poshet Damasak? So for the Gemara of Metzia, we had maybe Machshavas, that maybe the Gemara of Metzia holds that since he has Kinyone Gneva, so the Chayim have a vote that once you have Kinyon Gneva, you can't be Tevei anything else. Like you see in the Gemara in Sadek Vot, that once you have Kinyon Gneva, you can't be Tevei the Hanor. And it was Nenna from the Chayfetz. Why doesn't he have to pay for the Hanor? Usually you have to pay for Hanor. Just took the stolen car out for a ride. At least you have to pay the rent. So the Chayim say no. So you have Kinyon Be'emes, a Gan of his Kain, you should be Kain of the Chayfetz entirely. It's only the Chayim HaShobah that's Menei the Kinyon. So the Chiv Hashavah is only Menea, the Kinyan, in regard to the Hashavah. But any other kind of Tfiyas Mammon, the Kinyon Gneva Tak can take off. So maybe that's Pshatan. That's what they're listening. Maybe that's Pshatan Gemara of Metzia. That when you steal a Chayfetz, the Chavis, it's worth the ones. So now you have Kinyon Gneva in the Chavis. You can't be today anything else except the Gneva itself. So to the extent that you're Mishtarish in the Gneva itself, you're mishtarish in the gzeil itself, that you could be tevea. But other chiyuvim, chiyuvim masik, that you can't be tevea. That's good for the Gemara of Messiah. But that's not masik in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, l'chor, you don't have kinyon gneva, because you're above machteris. You're above machteris, l'chor, you don't have it, since you don't have any chiyuv, you don't have any chiyuv gneva, like we saw with Kregis, you don't have any chiyuv gneva, you don't have any kinyon gneva. So there, in the case of above machteris, grada l'chor, he does not have kinyon gneva. And it's mukhlet that way. Because if he had kinyon gneva, then why isn't he kind of the gneva altogether? After all, how does shini work? So the achrayim, well, this whole concept of kinyon gneva is built on the gemara of shini. That how is shini kind of? Because when the kinyon gneva, when the chiv hashava goes off, then with the kinyon gneva, you're kind of the chayfetz itself. Well, Bob Machteris, he certainly has kinyon gneva, he has no chiyuv gneva. So if he has no chiyuv gneva, why isn't he kind of the chayfetz itself? Maybe that's what Rav holds, but Rava says you're not going to the gneva itself. The chavas you have to give back if it's banned. Must be that you don't have, since you don't have piane senis, since you don't have chiyuv gneva, you don't have kinyon gneva either. Okay, well, if you don't have kinyon gneva, then let's be mechayiv him as mazik. This is more or less where we left off last time. So that's the problem in Rashi. Then moreover, there's another problem in Rashi, which the Rashi in the Shuvah points out, there's a steer in Rashi. Because Rashi in Suvis and that Lama Dalim Beis, we don't have the Rashi in front of us. But the Ra'ah, the Ritva, they all bring that the Rashi and the Shuvah, they had in their version of Rashi that Rashi said in Suvis, like the Ritva in Suvis, we have the Ritva. But Rashi said, the Ritva calls the Rashi too. The Rashi said in the Ritva in Suvis starts with the Rashi. He says that Rashi, the Gemara says, Gonavatalach Vashabas, Yipotakus Kumadrabine. So Rashi was Medayik. How come only Gan of a Tovah Peshabbos, Gan of a Shabbos, Tovah Pechol should also be Potter? Because the main Gneva and Tvicha Vein Mechir, that's the Gemara over there. Main Gneva and Tvicha Vein Mechir. So why do you have to come out to Gan of a Shabbos for Tovah Peshabbos? That's the Gemara's case. It's a Rava over there. Rava said Gan of a Tovah Peshabbos is Potter. Why didn't Rava say? Not Rava. There, it's Rava. Rava said Gan of a Tovah. It's an important letter. Rava said Gan of a Tovah Peshabbos. He's Potter because the main Gneva and Tvicha Vein Mechir. Rashi over there explains that Dalad Vehom Rechman of Legimu Badal. So Rashi over there is, why do you have to come on to, why do you have to set up a case? Why did Rabbi need a case of Gan of Atalach B'Shabbos? He should have set a case of Gan of B'Shabbos V'Talach B'Chol. So Rashi answers that Gan of B'Shabbos V'Talach B'Chol, then the Tvichu will be Mechayiv and everything, Karen and Dalet V'Hei. The Ritva adds a Hesof over there because it's like Tarva Shas. That Rashi didn't say. That's the Ritva's Hesof. They explain it because the Gemara says there's a Chiyuv of Tarva Shas. That Rashi, that's the Ritva's Hesof, the Rashi. But the basic thesis that the God of the Shabbos, V'tolach B'chol, is Chayiv, Dal V'hei, because the Tzvich is Mechayiv, you care in two. That already was, that stipulatory already Rashi had. So it's Mabash Shastir. Ask the Chuvah Sarashva. It's against the Gemara Sanhedrin, because the Rashi Sanhedrin learns the Gemara Sanhedrin like Rashi. It's against the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, Shibur b'chutz is potter. So it comes out of Stir and Rashi. Rashi and Sanhedrin learns, like the Rashba learns, like the Balamar, that Shibur b'chutz is chayev. So how come Rashi and Ksuva said that Tolach b'chol, Rashi and Sanhedrin says that if you are Shibur b'chutz, you are what? You're potter. So how can Rashi and in Ksuva say that Gun of the Shabbos v'tovach b'chol is chayiv? The truth is, mechayiv you carry. Once you have carry, really you have dalad behay as well. Because then knas is no kibul d'rami. So I'm a mamish student Rashi. The chayiv is the exact same thing. Gun of the machteres v'tovach chutzlam and the shibur chutzlam machteres is the chayiv exactly like Gun of the Shabbos v'tovach b'chol. So it's a student Rashi. Yeah, that's the problem. So I want to suggest the Malach. We'll start with the Rashi and Sanhedrin itself. How does the Rashi and Sanhedrin? And then we'll deal with the Stiyun Rashi. So we need to preface the site. Was anybody here for Eilu Maris? Probably not, right? Nobody said that in Malach. How many years ago was that?
Five.
Okay, time flies when you're having fun. There's a to Rashi, you know that. The Gemara said there's a yisoid. Did we talk about ever Esther Nasa Torah Fil Volume? I think I did remember that talking about Esther Nasa Torah Fil Volume. There's a Gemara in two places, Sanhedrin. That's Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Ayin and Beis, and it's Gemara in Mitzia Daf Tzadik Aleph. Yeah. Oh, wait, actually, don't know. Okay, very good. So it'll be familiar. So the Rava says a yisoid that Esther Nasa Torah Fil Volume. What's the Gemara? Gemara is two Gemaras. Gemara is easier to talk about. I don't talk. I don't tell you the whole story. It's not important. No, just Esten Osa Torah Fiul Balim. What does that mean? Esten Osa Torah Fiul Balim. That this halacha that Esten is also to bring as a carbon. Esten zayin is also to bring as a carbon. So if somebody gave a zayin, let's say a chitim, now I bring that for a mincha. They gave her a sheep, now I bring that for a carbon. So Rava said, what if he was bal imad? So, and he gave her esnan. So Rava's mechavish, that also is also esnan also terav filu bal imad. And the child is why? What's the issue? Because since he was chayim misa, so he didn't really have to pay her the schiros. Esn is the kind of schiros. Esn zayin is the schiros. So normally a person has a was mischayev a schiros. So he has to. So he's chayev. So that's what gives Hashem esnan is that this is the schiros for the ma'ase ismus. That's why the Torah. That's what asks it. But over here, lechayev should the zayin be today and based in where's my schiros? He would say, what do you mean? I'm chayev misa. I don't have to pay. I'm chayev misa. So Rava says no. Esn asa Torah filu balim. So what does Rava want from that? Okay, so now you have to see the sugya over there in Baba Kama. If you want to take a look, it's kedai to take a look at the two Gemaras, but I don't want to just, there's no reason for us right now to crawl into the whole context of the Gemara over there. But it's kedai to see and to know that. But Akapanim, Rashi says, Peshach in the Gemara is that Rava is telling me that the even though it's Kimel Yidrabmede, but Lotzus Yirei Shemayim, you're still Chayim. And since you're still Chayim, Lotzus Yirei Shemayim, so Mimei, that's enough to give it a Shem Esna. That's the side of Rava Esn Osa Tereva Filu Balima. That Kimli Rabbani only patters you in Basin. In Dina Shemayim, you still chayim. Lots of Shri Shemayim, you still chayim. Now, Tosis is also asking for that. Tosis is the same thing. Now, that by itself is not so clear what that means, because Lots of Shri Shemayim could mean two different things. There's two different kinds of Lots of Shri Shemayim. That Chayim say in other contexts. That Lots of Shemayim sometimes it means that Yechayim Lots of Shemayim means in Musar Yechayim. You know, based on Shalmala, they'll say, why, you were a better person, you should have paid anyway. So that's one kind of Lotzir Shemayim. But in Dini Odom, you really put. Then there's another kind of latzis rishamayim, which means that you really chayim dinay on them also, but based and can't collect it. So which exactly is the by kimli dramine? What do we mean when we say it's yichayev latzis rishamayim? Do we mean that yichayev in musa yichayev? You know, if you burn down a guy's haystack, you also killed the eved. So you should pay for the haystack. If you're a nice guy, you should pay for the. He's not a nice guy because he killed the eved. But if he wants to be a real bal shuvah, he should pay for the haystack too. But it's only dinah shemayim. Dinah adam is vadi spot. But do we say no? It's more than that. Dinah adam is chayiv. Just based and can't be goyiv. Since based and since he's chayiv, dinah nefashos, based and can't be goyiv. So this lechayr is a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos, because Rashi says that not only yichayev lotzis b'seichadorim, Rashi's lotzis shemai means not only that if you want to do the right thing, you have to pay, but moreover, Rashi says that tfisa helps. That even in the case of kumah drabanei, let's say in the case of the godish, so if the bala godish is tofes the money, then he's able to keep it. Rashi's marich that kumah drabanei only means that based him doesn't have koyach to be goyiv the money, because ein lanu koyach la'ein sheishtayim. Since we're mechayiv and misa, based on mechayiv and misa, based on doesn't have a koyach to be goyiv from him the moment. But if the nizik is toifus, so the tefis is good. So muchach and Rashi that the losir shemaim over here doesn't merely mean that he's chayiv and musa; he's chayiv and dinay adam also. The only thing is that based on can't collect it. Toifus lechayiv is chayiv. How do I know? First of all, toifus doesn't say you can be toifus. He just says that the losir shemaim means you should do the right thing. You should be a But then, moreover, it's the chayr is a raya. The taisus is chayluk and Rashi, because taisus over there in I don't remember because of the kamer when it's here. Must be a moment. See, Tosfos says the following kasha. Tosfos says from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Anybody have nobody has a Gemara with Tzilah any chance? Yeah. No. I'll tell you by the Gemara in Sanhedrin, by the machlokes of Rav and Rava, by Rav Machteres, if the chobis is be'en, do you have to pay it back or not? So the Gemara that says there was a maisa. That some ganovim stole something, and there was kimli d'rabanei. They stole something away. There was kimli d'rabanei, and the ganeva was be'en.
Should be one on my computer.
Yeah. Okay. What is that called? Mitzia, but or? The Gemara over there in Sanhedrin, the Taisus Mamatsia, but he's referring to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara by Bob Machteres. So the Gemara over there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a story that Rava himself, this Machaik is Rav and Rava, if the Gedev is Be'en, they have to give it back by Bob Machteres. So the Gemara says there was a story that happened to Rav himself. The people stole from him, and Adam stole from him, and it was a case of killing the rabbinate, and they stole some izim, I think, and the ganovim came, the ganovim did shuvah, and they wanted to give it back to him. The ganeva was banned, according to Rava, they have to give it back to him. And Rava didn't want to take it. Since Rav said it to Potter, so Rava didn't want to take it. So Taisus asks, why didn't he want to take it? Even if Rav is right that this killing the rabbinate, but lots of the shemayim, they had to pay. So Tosfos answers, but they weren't coming, Lotz Sidei Shemayim. They thought they didn't want to be that from they weren't. They wanted to do what they have to do, me and Maker I didn't. So Rava did it. So really, according to Rava, they're Takachayim Maker I didn't. But since Nofik Mipuma the Rav, that they're not Chayim Maker I didn't, since Rav thought that they're not Chayim Maker I didn't because the name is Ben, and Lotz Sidei Shemayim, they weren't planning. That far they didn't want to go. So therefore, he didn't take it from them. That's the Tosfos. Fracted Tosfos. But if Tfisa helps, so why couldn't he take it from them? He didn't Tfisa. For that, I don't need them to want to be lotzis v'shemayim. Why didn't Rava take the slegara mitvisa? If he's allowed to be toifis, so he could take it from these reluctant ganovim. So the Ksais says a very difficult tariffs. But the chayr, the answer is, others answer, that the answer is that Tosfos holds that the tefisa doesn't help. That's really mispackaged. Lasir Shemayim, according to Tosfos, means if you want to be very religious and do the right thing, so you should give it back anyway. And that religious, these got nothing worth. But that the Rashi's notion that Tfisa helps, that already Tosfos didn't have. So it comes out of a very important, this is a big idea to have, that it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos by Kimli D'Ramine, that even though they both agree that Lasir Shemayim Yichayev, but they argue what that means. And he says, Lasir Shemayim means you want to be very religious, you should pay. But in Dini Adam, you put the Lagamin, Tfisa won't help. And Rashi holds that Kimli, but the Rabbanis, they didn't base them. This is the rate that Rashi's Shita is that Kimli and Rabbanis didn't base them. They didn't learn a Koyach la Unshish Dayan. But the Ganef Mitzara Atzmai is Taka Mechuyuv to pay, Ad Kedei Kach, the Tfisa helps. If that's the case, so then Nechse Anan, by above Machteres, up to now we've been assuming that since it's Kimli Drabine, so he has no Chiyuva Gneiva at all. And since he has no Chiyuva Gneiva, he has no Kinyona Gneiva. And we were Mechirchet, because if he has Kinyona Gneiva and he doesn't have Chiyuva Gneiva, then he should be able to keep the Chavis even according to Rav. But now it comes out that Kimli Drabine is actually not a Ptur. According to Rashi, Kimli Drabine, you're still Chayim Momen. Kimli Drabine just means that Beistin can't be Gneiva. So now I'll ask you, this Ganev who stole the Machteres, does he have Chiyuv Gneiva? According to Rashi, absolutely has Chiyuv Gneiva. Even if the Chavis breaks, if the Baal Avayis wants to be Teufis, the Demei Chavis, he will be within his rights. Because the Ganev is Mechuyiv to pay. He's Mechuyiv to pay. Losir Shemayim, that means in Dini Odom, he's Mechuyiv to pay, just based in Kempi Geiva. So it comes out of the Rashi, he's Mamish Ganev L'Chol Dover, Bob Machteres, he has Chiyuv Gneiva. If he has Chiyuv Gneiva, he has Kinyon Gneiva. So it goes together. The maximum we could say is based in can't be type, can't be geiver. The demei hachavis, if the chavis is not, if the chavis is ben, so we don't hold that ground. We hold the chavis is ben, so it's memoni gabach, based in would take it. But if the chavis is not ben, based in can't be geiver. But the ganav mitaratzmi has chiyuv gneiv and he has kinyon gneiv. So meila, very good. So now we can answer the Ramban's kashi from Tavra Shasu. We could say the answer that we said before. We could now bring back the answer that we said before. That by Tavre Shat, the Ramban asked the Rashi, how can you tell me if you break the Chavis B'chutz, you're potter? What do you mean, Tavre Shasu? The answer is, Tavre Shasu is only a Gneva Richter. The Chiv Tavre Shasu is because it's a Gneva Richter. With that rate, it's a Gneva Richter, you've been Mishtarish Bechet. But here, since he's Kim Lerabinei and the original Gneva, so he's Kim Lever the Rabinei and the Shomer B'chutz also. And therefore, just like the original, therefore Rashi holds that if you Shomer B'chutz, you are potter. Now we have to remember, potter according to Rashi doesn't mean you're really potter in Dinei Shamayim. It just means based in can't be good. Whatever we say, Kim the Rabbi and you're potter according to Rashi, we have to now have in mind that according to Rashi, the potter over here is a very weak potter. Potter means based in can't be good, but you have to pay. That's true. That's anyway true. But our kaponim, the Rashi, it's the point is. He broke the chavis b'chutz. He took the chavis out. He broke it b'chutz. So Rashi says he's potter. Because of Kim Rabbanei, he's potter. So again, we now understand that when we say when Rashi says that he's potter, it doesn't mean potter in dinei shamayim. It means he's potter in dinei beistin. Lots of shamayim, he's still chayav. The Balabais can still be toifus. But that's what whenever we have Kim Rabbanei, Gemara is pointing to Rashi potter in the context of Kim Rabbanei means that in beistin you're potter. But lots of shamayim, he's still chayav. Tfisa still helps, and so on and so forth. But the Ramban's kasha was, why are you chayiv? Why are you potter in a beistin? Do you hear you have a chavis? Beistin could collect the chavis. The chavis belongs to the nigzal. Now you broke it. Tavra shasi, you should be chayiv. So the answer is because we monoshuk. By every tavra shasi, we have two nidoyim. First of all, it's a gneva richta. Secondly, it's a maisa mazik. So gneva richta, we have a pashut answer. It's not a gneva richta. It's as gneva richta since the beginning of the gneva was kimul drabanei. So the whole gneva is kimul drabanei. But since the original Gneva, we can't be Mechayiv you and based in four because it's already it's subsumed in the, because you Chayiv Misa. So that you're Mishtarish in the Gneva, that based in can't be Gneva, based in can't come after you for the being Mishtarish in the Gneva if they can't come after you for the original Gneva itself. So that was anyway good. That we said right away that would be the Mahalach for Rashi. The problem that we had was, but where'd the Chiyav Mazik go? Every time Rashi is Mazik. So you wanted to say, oh, Mazik, since you have Kinyon Gneva, so I can't, the Balabais can't be Tavea anything else. Because when a ganav has kinyonik, once a banav ganav has kinyonik neva, so that's it. The Torah said once you have kinyonik neva, you kind of everything except the chiyav hashava. But but it broke down because you said how can you say he has kinyonik neva? He doesn't have chiyuv neva. If you don't have chiyuv neva, then you don't get kinyonik neva. The answer is, no, that's not true. Here he has lots of shemayim, he has chiyuv gneiva. For tfisa, he has chiyuv gneiva. So if he has chiyuv gneiva to some degree, not for basin, but he has be'etzim chiyuv gneiva, then avadi has kinyonig gneiva. And if he has kinyonig gneiva, then he's kind of everything. He's kind of the hano, you can't be going from the hano. And likewise, the same way you can't be going from the hano, you can't be going from the demei mazik. You can only be going for him the beheshev is agzela, the hashav is agzela, the hashav is agneva, because he's been mishtarish bechet. And that's very good, since in the original name is kimle d'rabbinik, so in the mishtarish bechet it's also kimle d'rabbinik. Because that's the memoni gavach. That's not the chiyuv of. That's not a chiyuv tashluma on which this kimle d'rabbinik. That's a chiyuv hashava, and that's the given in the sugya. That's the basic premise of the sugya, that there's only chiyuv rabbanei and chiyuv tashlumin, there's no chiyuv chiyuv rabbanei and chiyuv hashavas haben. The Moshe Lameshav Aveidu wouldn't have chiyuv rabbanei. That's the whole premise. That's the chara, the din v'dvorim between rabbi and rabbin. The hanochas hayesoid is that there's chiyuv rabbanei is only in tashlumin. So Rav said hashavas haben is also tashlumin, because you really claim the gneva, you're giving it back with the rest of tashlumin. And Rav says, no, you're not claiming the gneva. If it breaks, you have a chiyuv tashlumin and a chiyuv achrayis. But if it's ben, that's not a chiv tashlumin, that's like a chiv hashavas avedo. And hashavas avedo, there's no kimli d'rabbinim. But now it broke b'chutz. I mean, you broke it b'chutz, but now it's broken. Now we're talking about a chiv tashlumin. So the chiv tashlumin, so what is it? Mazik? No. Can you have kinyon a gneva? We can't be tevei with the mazik. Gneva richto. Gneva richto means a hashtashish in the original gneva, but the original gneva had a chiv misa attached to it. If the original gneva had a chiv misa attached to it, and therefore Beis Din can't go after the tashlumin of the gneva, then Beis Din can't go after the tashlumin of being mishtarish in the gneva either. It feels to me a little bit like it sounds more complicated than it is. It's not really complicated at all. The basic teres is what I said last week. The teres for Rashi is that if you break the chomes b'chutz yipoter, because since it's kimle rabbanei in the hascholas agneva, it's kimle rabbanei in the sofer agneva. The problem was, but where the chiyuv mazik go? So ordinarily we have an eitzah for that. In the Gemara b'Metzila Moshe, we have the same problem, but we always had an eitzah. If you have kinyon agneva, so that takes off all the other chiyuvim, because you kind of everything else except the hashav. We were reluctant in Sahed to say that you have kinyon egneva, because by lechayr if you're above machteres you kill the rabbanei, then you don't have any chiyuv egneva, and if you don't have any chiyuv egneva, then lechayr you don't get any kinyon egneva either. That's Rabbi Kvegas Yisrael, that the chiyuv egneva and the kinyon egneva go hand in hand, and lechayr that's mukha from the whole concept of shini kaina, that if you have kinyon egneva, the only thing that keeps you from kaina legamrei is the chiyuv egneva. So what I'm adding now is that it comes out according to Rashi, kim l'rabim doesn't mean you don't have chiyuvim. Kim l'rabim just means basically can't be goyber your chiyuvim. Chiyuvim you have. And if you have chiyuvim, then you have kinyon egneva, you have chiyuv egneva, and then good. And then we can put the original malach back on its stand. Works very well.
What about Dana B'Shavas?
Oh, so now we have to come back. What I'd like to steer to from the Rashi by going to the Shabbos and Talmud Bechor. So here I had a few machshavos, but I think I wanted the simplest mahalach. In the notes maybe I have more mahalach, but I think the simple mahalach is as follows: that this yisoid of Rava that Esther also heard about Filu Bal Imoy is not a dover muskel. In the sugyas themselves, you look at the sugya in Bamitzia, especially in the sugya in Bamitzia. And the Gemara of Kamos in Dafayin also, both sugis of where Rav said Esten Oser Torah Afilu Bal Imoy, you look at the sug, you'll see that he has Bar Pluktus. Papa is Chaylik and Rav doesn't seem to have the side of Esten. Muslim Bar Mitzi is talking about a case where somebody was kind of something, but the way he was kind of it was by doing a chalipin, and the chalipin involved pulling a tein off a tree on Shabbos. So the guy said, you pull the tein off my tree, and you'll acquire the te'ena, and in exchange for you acquiring the te'ena, I'll acquire your parah. And the shaila is that kinyan chal? Because since when he pulls off the te'ena off the tree, he was kimel d'rabbanei, he was chayav misa, so maybe he's not really mischayev to give the parah in exchange, and if it's not mischayev to give the parah in exchange, then the whole kinyan breaks down. That's the need of that gemara. So Rava says, no, it's a valid kinyan because esnav sotar v'afilu bal imah. And Rav Papa says, it's not a valid kinyan. We're not the more the Rapapa is a Bar Pluktav Rava. It's not Rava's Yisoid that Kimle D'Rabbanei is not really a Ptur, it's only Dina Beistin, is not Muskim by Olam Eroi. So Nechse Anan, what does Rabba hold? Because Rashi in Ksuvah stuff is going on in Rabba. Rabba said, Gona V'Shabbos, Gona V'Tovach V'Shabbos, is kimli d'rabanei because the main gneiva and ficha ve'en mechira. And Rashi explains because dalit behel merchman of legimul d'dalit. And on that rabba, Rashi was medayik, but only gan of a talach b'shabbos. But gan of b'shabbos v'talach b'chol is taka chayiv. And why? Because the ficha itself is mechayiv. So that Rashi over there is going in rabba. So do we know what rabba holds about this? This machlekes anayroyim, whether kimli d'rabanei is a p'tur or kimli d'rabanei is only dinam based. So I thought that there's a gili milsa in rabba's member itself. Rabba said that gan of a talach b'shabbos. Yipoter, even though I'm knas, there's no kimli d'rabanei, because the main gineve ain't ficha ben mechir. Rashi explains gimel v'dalad omer chmona v'loy dalad v'hei. Since yipoter from keren, because it's kimli d'rabanei and the keren, so yipoter from the dalad v'hei also, because gimel v'dalad omer chmona, dalad v'hei omer chmona v'loy gimel v'dalad. L'chayra, maybe one could argue, but l'chayra, according to Rav Ashita, that even when you have kimli d'rabanei, you're really chayiv. Just basing can't be gaiva from you. So why is that called gimel v'dalad? That's dalad v'hei. I have a chiyuv keren. All right, Beis Din can't come after me for it, but I have a chiyuv keren b'etzem. And now I was tovach u'mochar, and now I have a chiyuv dalad. Now I should have a chiyuv in addition. That's dalad v'hei. Was that the keren dalad v'hei? I have a chiyuv keren with the chiyuv keren, and now I'm building on top of it a chiyuv tovach u'mochar. So chayitz muchuch that Rabbi Taka holds that no kimli d'rabanei is potul gamrei like those who are chayitz kan rov. You could argue that maybe Rabbi agrees. Maybe Rabbi agrees to Rava that you really chayiv, but not in Beis Din. But gimel v'dalad v'hei merchmanu, but gimel v'dalad means that to be chayiv dalad v'hei in Beis Din, you have to be chayiv the whole thing in Beis Din. And if Beis Din can't be goyim with the keren, then Beis Din can't be goyim with the dalad v'hei, because Beis Din now coming after you, so to speak, for a gimel v'dalad, and Beis Din can only come after you for a dalad v'hei. So maybe there's a mokum to say not this way. But at the point, certainly me from Leomer, that there's a gili here in Rabba that Rabba holds. It's not so terrible. Rabba holds the way other Amorim. Rabba's not the only game in town. That Rabba holds, like those Amorim, that Kimli Rabbani is part to the Gamre. Well, if Kimli Rabbani is part to the Gamre, then Gan of Shabbos has no Chiyuv Egneva, no Kinyon Egneva. So then when he's Tomach Bechoil, that's a new Mais Egneva. Like Rabbi Kreger, that was Rabbi Kreger's mouth in the ritual, in the Gemara. Rabbi Kreger also made the deal in the Gemara. Rabbi Kreger didn't have the ritual. He said me the nafshay. That how come Rabbi said gone to Shabbos for Shabbos? Why not gone to Shabbos for Tolach? Well, so up to Rabbi Kreger, since he was gone to Shabbos, he has no chiyuv egneva. Since he has no chiyuv egneva, he has no kinyan egneva. Since he has no chiyuv egneva and he has no kinyan egneva, so when he's tovach and bechoil, that's a new mais egneva, and it's called v'eseish. Because since the ganav has no chiyuv egneva, he has no kinyan egneva. So when you shechted and bechoil, it's called the gunim v'eseish, and it's called the mais egneva, and mele it's chayiv from everything. Maybe that's the pshat in the Rashi as well. Hey, let's nicha the steer in Rashi. Nichram, it's going a different number. This is Rava, this is Rava. He's in Hedron, he's going to Rava, he's talking about Rava. Rava's going instead of the Shiva. And Rava Lushitose, Esnosatara Filbolim. That's the word. That Rashi in Sanhedrin is going on Rava, because Rava's the one who said Shiva Bachutz is Potter. Rava holds all over the place, Esnosatara Filbolim. The Kim Rabbi is not a Ptur. So there, Rashi, that's very good. Rashi Lushitose. I mean, Rava Lushitose. But the Gemara in Rashi in Ksuvus is going in Rabba. The Rabba l'chor is a regulayim l'dover. The Rabba holds Kimli Rabbani is a p'tur. Because Rabba said that if you Kimli Rabbani in the Keren, then you're not chayav dalad v'hei either, because dalad v'hei amar chmona v'legimul v'dalad. It sounds like Rabba holds that when you have Kimli Rabbani in the Keren, there's no Keren. If Kimli Rabbani is a p'tur, then tavach b'chol is machayav, like Rabbi Kreger. Okay, that's the papulim in the Rashi about the Bob Machter. Okay, let's come back. I want to go back a little bit closer to our sugya. I want to talk through a little bit the Rambam. It's very sadistic of things here in the Rambam. Though we're not yet at the end of the sugya, we've done enough that we could take a look at the Rambam because there's Rambam's big things going on. So the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Neiv, Halacha, Yedalet. Then we have to see the Rosh. I don't think today, but the next thing is the Rosh, and then we'll go back to the Oshim and so on. The Rambam, Perek Aleph, Neiv, Halacha, Yedalet. Says gonna pay my kli the chayetz ben, v'shas neiva yishova arba ve'achshav v'shas amod v'din shova shnayim. I don't know why the Rambam changed the case in the Gemara. He always goes from 1 to 4 or 4 to 1. In the Rambam goes from 2 to 4 or 4 to 2. I don't know. I mean, it's not something that chayim are likely to ask him. I don't know. It's a little bit strange, but I'm not addressing that at all. But anyway, the case is it went from 4 to 2. So mishalim kerek v'shas neiva v'tashlum ekeifel adal behei v'shas amod v'din. That's the member of Rab. Karen came Shigana. The Gemara says by Huzal went from 4 to 2, 4 to 1, and it was Itra Mimela. So you, or even if you shot, even with Levi, it wouldn't make a difference. So you pay Karen four and Kefil is one. What is the other way around? He stole it, was worth one or two, and now b'shas hamoda b'din it's worth four. Im shachat emochar shaver akliya ibday mishalim tashlumi kefil adalad behek b'shas hamoda b'din. If you broke it, be a dayim, but you sold it, so then you pay dalad behek b'shas hamoda b'din kefil dalad behek b'shas hamoda b'din. But if it was it from Imela, it went from one to four, and it was it from Imela, you only pay one. Karen and Kefil are both one. Or two in the Rambam's game. So let's put this up on the board. The Rambam says, if the thing went up and if the thing went down in value, originally it was worth four, and now it's worth two, so you pay Karen four and Kefil two. That's very good, right? That's fine. Nothing, there's nothing problematic with that. That's Karen Kenshiganov, Kefil Talvei, Shas Amoda Bidin. If on the other end went the other way around, it went from two to four, then the Rama says it depends. If it was Shibir B'Yadayim, if it was Tavri Shasya, or Mochra, so then you pay what? Karen, how much Karen do you pay?
Four.
Whose member is that?
Rabba.
That's Rabba. Tavri Shasi, you pay four. What about Kefil, Dalai Vahe?
Four.
That's not Beferish in Gemara, but that's also Chari Poshut. That's in the Kefil, Dalai Vahe, Shasa Mother, and now the Shasa Mother Bedin is four. And Agamar, this is not Mufurish. But Luchar, it stands to reason. Maybe it's Mukhuk in the Gemara later on about Tlevenas Ail. The Gemara says Tlevenas Ail, you should pay like an Ail, Kefil's Shasa Moda Bedin. So no, Tlevenas Ail is different. But by Yuka Bezula, you see, if it goes up, the din is Kefil's Shasa Moda Bedin. However, if it was it from Imela, and this is the Chiddush, if it was it from Imela, so how much Karen do you pay?
Two.
Okay, that's also Pashut. Karen Ken Shigana. The Chiddush there in the Rambam is, how much Kefil Dalai Vahe?
Two.
That's really not anymore. That's the Rambam's Chiddush, and that's difficult. Why should the Kefil be only two? Kefil is supposed to be Shas HaModeh B'din. Shas HaModeh B'din is four.
That's for Rab. This is Rab. Meaning, it seems like Rab.
Well, we don't know if Machlek is Rab and Rab.
Right, exactly. So why would Rabba not hold that?
Rabba said that the Karen is. Well, I'm not following you.
Meaning, according to Rabba, if it breaks from the Mela, so then we go.
Well, Rabba's talking about this case. When it went up. So Rabba says if it breaks from the Mela, the Karen is. If you break it, be a dime, the Karen is four. Rabba doesn't say, and Rabba said that that the Karen is, that if it was it from the Mela, but Rabba only talks about the Karen. Rabba doesn't say anything about the Kefil. The Karen, yeah, Rabba's really right. That's the Rabba's, the Karen's Kain Shigonav. So if it was it from the Mela, you pay Kain Shigonav. Kain Shigonav is two.
Why are you saying the Kefil should be different?
Because Kefil's Kshasa Mada Bedin.
But that's the member of Rab, not in this case.
But why isn't the member of Rab in this case?
Because I don't know it's Yom Rizula, which we say is going from a higher.
But if Kefil, if Yuka Bezula is supposed to be Shasem Oda Bedin, so why shouldn't it be Shasem Oda Bedin, regardless of whether it's going to a higher value or a lower value?
I don't know, but isn't that
the flaw? I'm saying it's not against the Beferish Gemara, but in Svara, where did Ram get such a thing from? Like, why? What's the Svara for this halacha? There's no explicit smoking gun in the Gemara that says not like this Ram. Because the Gemara talks about Kefil Shasem Oda Bedin. But the Chorin Svara, why should it be only two? Where did the din of Kefil Kshas and Mother B'din go?
So what's the case now?
No, I don't mean where is it ever found, but I'm saying, why doesn't it apply over here? Why doesn't the din of Kefil Kshas and Mother B'din apply to this case too? Like, why don't you say it over here, Kefil, if Kefil out there is supposed to be Kshas HaMod HaBedin? So why isn't it Kshas HaMod HaBedin in the case where it went up in value as much as in the case where it went down in value? The question is a 1-2 question, because for this question is an easy answer.
Do we ever see Kefil as more than the carat?
Right. The easy answer is that the Rambam apparently held that the Kefil can't be more than the carat. That's what the Chayim say in the Zalman. Like Mr. Zalman. That the Rambam has this Yisoyf from somewhere. That the Kefil can't be more than the carat. The din of Kefil Kshas Hamad Abedin is when the Hamad Abedin is less than the Kain Shiganov. So the Karen is the great big Kain Shiganov, and the Kefil is only Kshas Hamad Abedin. But in the case where it's going the other way around, the Karen is 2, because the Kain Shiganov is 2, but the Kshas Hamad Abedin is 4, then I don't say, well, the Karen would only be 2, but the Kefil is going to be 4. Because then it'll come out that the Kefil is bigger than the Karen. And the Rambam apparently holds that the Kefil can't be bigger than the Karen. This is the Yiddush, you do a Shita Rambam, but the Kefil can't be bigger than the Karen. So therefore, in this case, you're not going to say Kefil is Kshas HaMod HaBedin. But here is where it gets interesting. So if that's the case, so even a case where it went up to 4, and it was Tavrei Shasya, so here you talk to pay Karen 4, and you say pay Kefil 4. But why do you pay Kefil 4? The 4 of the Karen is for breaking it. Breaking it. Now here it depends, but let's say if we go like Kipsois, that the din of Tavre Shas is a din Mazik. So breaking it is a Chiyuv Mazik. So this is 4 Zuz, it's a Karen of 4 Zuz. It's a Mazik that can carry a 4 Zuz. The Gneva that can carry is how much? Only 2. So how can the Kefil be 4? How can you build, if Kefil can't be bigger than Karen, the Chor, that means it can't be bigger than the Gneva that can carry. But here the Gneva that can carry is 2. The fact that you pay 4 is only because you have this other Chiyuv Mazik. How can you build a chiyuv if there's a rule that the kefil can't be bigger than the keren? Because somehow the top story can't be bigger than the bottom story. The kefil is to build on top of the keren. So that's good if the keren is a gneva dikke keren. But if the keren is a mazik dikke keren, the gneva dikke keren is only 2 of the 4 zuz. So the kefil should only be 2 zuz. So what's on the song here? L'chor, the answer is, I mean, L'chor is misbakish, is that this is a raya, not like the ksais. That the Karen that you're paying over here for Zuz by Tavre Shasya is not a Mazik Dikke Karen. It's not even a Gzela Dikke Karen. It's a Gneva Dikke Karen. Like the Mimoshid, it's the Gneva Richta. Like we explained, maybe it's Mishtarash Bechet. The Karen from the Rambam, you see this, you say that the Karen of Tavre Shasya is a Gneva Dikke Karen. Because again, this is the two steps. First, you see from the Rambam, it's from Imelo, that the Rambam has this Yisoy, that Kefil can't be more than Karen. And yet, by Tavre Shasya, the Kefil is 4. Why is the Kefil 4? Because the Karen is 4. But it's a Mazik Dikke Karen. So the Kefil is still bigger than the Gneva Dikke Karen. Al Kochach HaToymer, that this is not a Mazik Dikke Karen, it's a Gneva Dikke Karen. Because it's Misharash Bechet. So this, the Tavre, is the Shasya Gneva. So it's a gneva dikke keren, and that's the chor what's going on in this Rambam. Coming along of Aaron Kotler in Mishnah of Aaron Simon Yizayin, on his base, and he says he doesn't bring this in Moshe, he doesn't even handle this gneva richtavah, but he says in Rambam it's not mashma this way, that this is a gneva, that this is, that Tavre Shasya works because this is a shasa gneva, that the lashon of the Rambam is. That if the Shasta Gneva it was Shnayim, Shasta Hamad Abedin was 4. Im Shochat Oy Mochar Oy Shiber Hakli Oy Ivdoy Mishalim Tashlumi Kefil Oy Dalet Vehei Kishas Hamad Abedin. He pays 4 Kishas Hamad Abedin. So he asked of Aaron that if the reason why over here you pay 4 is because the Tavra is a Maisa Gneva, then it's not Midin Shas Hamad Abedin. It's really Midin Shasta Gneva, except the Tavra Shasta Gneva. That's not Shas HaMod HaBedin. Shas HaMod HaBedin is a Chiddush, the Kefil Dal Hei is Shas HaMod HaBedin. This is not a din of Kefil Shas HaMod HaBedin. This is just that it's this might even be Kain Shiganov, except the Tavre Shas is Kain Shiganov. Even Keren, which is supposed to be Kain Shiganov, over here you pay 4. Why are you paying 4 Shas HaMod HaBedin? Keren says, because Tavre is the Shas HaNevo. So why is the Rambam calling it Shas HaMadar B'din? That's not the point. It's not that it's Shas HaMadar B'din. It's that it's Shas HaGneva. The deek itself is not so muchach, because that means, the Metzias, it's Shas HaMadar B'din. I'm not going into the lumps. But the Rambam thinks that this is a deek. And I mean, it's a deek, Deek's not muchach, but it's a deek. And the Rav Aaron wants to say for this, tremendous Yisoid. This is Yisoid that's so useful in many cases, many places. Rav Aaron says Yisoid. He says le'olam the tavrashas is a mazik. It's a mazik. So if it's a mazik, this is a keren mazik. How can you build a keren on top of a? How can you build a kevel on top of a keren of mazik? Zot Rav Aaron. That since midin mazik you have to pay four zuz, or maybe so I'll take a step, half a step back. He says, what's the din? He says, if the chayfitz is bad, keren kein shiganos. Let's say I have a chayfitz, it was worth one zuz when I sold it, and it's worth four zuz now, but it never broke. It's here, right here. I'm giving it back. So, with how much of the chayfitz you mekayim beheshiv was exeged? Do you say, well, since Karen's Ken Shigana, I only have to pay one zuz. So I'm really only Mekayim HaShava with a quarter of the Chayfetz. The other three quarters, maybe I give it to Masma Money Gabach, it's not mine, I give it to him. But the Heshiv is like Zeil, it's only a quarter of the Chayfetz. Because the Heshiv Zeil is only Mekayim one zuz, not four. So Rai says that's about and not true. The fundamental thing of Heshiv Zeil is to give the Chayfetz back. And if the Chayfetz is Be'en and you give it back, Avadi Mekayim Heshiv Zeil, the whole Chayfetz. When the chayfetz is not here, and you want to use domim as a substitute, so then we have a midoin, how much domim do you need to stand in lieu of the chayfetz? Do you do the shuma kein shigana? Do you do the shuma k'shas hamadar b'din? And that we have din v'dor. But these are all just ways to reconstitute with the domim, to reconstitute the chayfetz. Because now we can say, oh, the domim is the chayfetz, mali hei mali d'meir. But once when you have the chayfetz itself, avadi mekayim hashava b'kula. Says Avarim that when you let's say then in the case where if here I have the gneva, it's ben, I want to give it back, it's worth four zuz. If it'll break by itself, I'll pay one zuz because the one zuz kein shagun of that will be the chayfetz. The chayfetz is ben, then I'm a kaima shavu v'kulak. Now the chayfetz, then I break it, so I have to pay four zuz, karen four zuz. Avarim tavrashas, I pay four. Midin mazik goes like the tzais. Midin mazik, don't have to pay me. You pay midin mazik, but once you have to pay four zuz midin mazik. So now, mikoyach the parasha of mazik, those tashlumin of four zuz are in b'mokam achayfus. The whole four zuz now, because of the parasha of mazik, become the chayfus. Mali d'meim, mali hem, mali d'meim. Now these four zuz, mikoyach the parasha of mazik, become the chayfus. When I give those four zuz to the Baal, I'm giving them the chayfus. If I'm giving him the chayfus, then I'm a kayim hashavas a chayfus. And then with all four zuz, I'm a kayim beheshiv sekzei also. That's Rav Aaron's Yisoid. It doesn't matter which parsha I'm paying for zuz from. If it's the parsha of Mazik, or if it's the parsha of Gneva. L'maisa, there's a parsha in the Torah that tells me that I have to pay four zuz for the chayfetz. Those four zuz, malihem, malidmeim, now they are the chayfetz. And then when I give those four zuz to the Baal, I'm mekayim with all four zuz. The din of Eishav is exhale, no different than if the chayfetz was be'en, that I would be mekayim with the entirety of the chayfetz, the din of Eishav is exhale. And therefore, Now I'm paying Karen of Gneva for zuz. Even though it's Mekayach, that's the parasha of Mazik. But bottom line is that all four zuz now become this four zuz of Eishav is Exel. Kefil, so now I can pay Kefil now for also. Kefil be'etzim is k'shas hamadar b'din. Except that it can't be more than the Karen. It's not more than the Karen, because the Karen is also four zuz. I is not a four zuz of Gneva. It is a four zuz of Gneva. Because since Mekayach the parasha of Mazik, I have a chiv to pay four zuz for the Chayfetz. The four zuz become the Chayfetz. Now it's Kilo Chayfetz Ben, and now the Kefil is the same as the Karen. That's Avayin's first Yisoid. This is the Emes Levar. Emes Levar, it's in the Gei, it's going to be again on the base in the Taisus. This comes up over and over again. It's many times, so many times that this Yisoid is. I found it to be useful. So that's number one. Then arises another part. It's a little bit connected to this one. And it says what's the hagdara that kefil is k'shas hamadar b'din? So he'd say, well, it's arbitrary, it's a din. Kevel shas hamod of a din. Then the rabbi says, other din, that the kevel can't be bigger than the keren. That's like another din. Kevel can't be bigger than the keren. It's like an extra din. But I say, no, that's not the pshat. It's one idea. The din of kevel shas hamod of a din means that the kevel is totally not in the maisig neva, but in the hashavas of neva. That the whole notion of kefil shas hamod debedin is because the kefil is tied, which suggests a kosher maybe, but the Torah connects the kefil to the hashava segneva, not to the mai segneva. Keren, the Torah connects to the mai segneva. Kefil depends on the hashava segneva. That's why kefil, if the kefil is not here, so I wonder how much kefil to pay. Well, I look at if the kefil was here, what would the hashava be? Since the kefil was around, that would be meshiv the kefil's ben. And it would be worth four zuz, let's say, or two zuz, whatever it is now, then that would have been the hashavas hachefes. That would have been the hashava. So how much kefil do I pay? I pay kefil lefi what the hashava would be. And if the chefes was here, the hashava would be four. Or hashava would be one, or whatever it is now, that's what the hashava would have been. He connects it to Rashi Shita. You know, we saw at the very beginning of the sugya, Machlokes Rashi and the Rosh, in what's the svar? If the Rosh holds in svar, everything should be gained shagana, but there's a cost of his kefil shasam other bedin. And Rashi holds, forget, the svar is everything should be kshasa mod debedin. This exerts a cost of the keren's kain shaganov. The Rashi explains, what's pshat in Rashi? Why is the svar that should be kshasa mod debedin? The machayev is the gneva. Why is the svar that should be kshasa mod debedin? It makes sense, boy, my domifter with the Rosh, but Rabbi says, because the svar is that everything's falling in the hashav. The mitzvah is to be made to the gzeil itself. If the gzeil is not here, everything's a substitute for the gzeil itself. So the svar is, the tashlumen is a substitute for the hashavas exela. Well, if the chayfitz, so then it should be totally. What would the chayfitz have been worth b'shas hashava had it not been broken? That determines how much I have to pay. There's a chiddush by keren that it's not the way keren can't shigano, but by kefil we remain with the svara that it's totally b'shas hashava. That's why kefil shas hamod b'din, and that's why kefil can't be bigger than the keren. Because since the whole notion, that's not an arbitrary law for the kefil's kshasa mod debedin. That svar is that kefil is totally in the hashava. So, number one, I want to know what would the hashava have been if the kefil was here. But then, number two, in a case where he can be mekayim hashava with only one zuz, then you can't have a kefil of four zuz. Because in a case where the hashava b'poil is mekayim with only one zuz, then you can satisfy hashava with one zuz. If you could satisfy hashava with one zuz, it was in a case where let's say, from four to one, so the keren, you have to do hashava four. So I can say, yeah, but the kefil, I don't have to give four, because had the chayfetz been here, b'shas hashava would have been worth only one, so I can build the kefil on the hashavas haben had it been here. But in the case where it went from one to four, I can't say, well, if the chayfetz would have been here, I would have had to pay four, because the chayfetz would have been, it would have been worth four, so the kefil should be four. B'shas, that actually the keren, I'm a kaim, the hashava, the keren, b'poyel, with the keren of one zuz. If you can be mekayim the hashava b'poil with the keren of one zuz, then I can't say, well, I have to be kefil four, because had the chayfetz been here, it would have been with four, and it would have been hashava four. If b'poil you're mekayim hashava with one, then the kefil of ad is nimshach after that hashava. It's only in the opposite case, where I want to pay, with keren you have to pay four zuz. But had the chayfetz been here, the hashava would have been one zuz, then the kefil is enough to pay one zuz. Because had the chayfetz been here, the hashava would have been one zuz. Akaponim, Ravarin's, it's connected to this other way. Ravarin's telling me a hesbro why the kefil can't be more than the keren. The reason why the kefil can't be more than the keren is not arbitrary. Not an arbitrary thing the Rambam dreamed up. Because the Rambam's havana was that kefil is tied to the, like Rashi, that kefil is tied to the hashava, to the mitzvah is really a veheshev is exela. Tashlumen is a substitute for veheshev. So therefore, by kefil, by keren, the chiddush Torah, the Torah is machadish, you pay keren, keren, shigana. But by kefil, we remain with the original svar. The mitzvah is hashava, the mitzvah is to be meshiv the gzeila. How much kefil do you pay? Kishas hamod abdin. What the chayfetz would have been worth had the chayfetz been bad. So now, Ravar says one more thing I'll show you. He says he put these two svaras now together. Svara, first of all, the Havana, that why is kefil shas hamod debedin? Why is kefil therefore never more than the Karen? because kefil is totally in the hashava. Kefil is kishasim ba'de bedin, because the kefil is lufi the hashava. Had the chayfetz been in, what would the hashava have been? Had the chayfetz been paying, what would it have been worth? That's the hashava. That's the maximum that kefil you have to pay. But see, Rav Aaron's other sort that mali hey mali dmei, that whenever you have to pay for the chayfetz, even if it's pteris mazik, that tashlumah becomes the chayfetz itself, and now it's keilu the chayfetz is ben. And I have to pay a kefil now on that, because that's now what I'm mekayim hashava with. Rav puts those two things together, and he says a brand new pshat in mali kot b'kula mali kot b'pala. Not like the Rishonim. Based on these things that he's taking out of the Rambam. Number one, the kefil is connected. The idea of kefil shasam oda b'din is not stam. That kefil shasam oda b'din, but rather it's yisoid. That kefil is tied into the hashava. Kefil is tied to the hashava. That's why it's shasam oda b'din. Because what would the chayfis have been worth b'shas hashava? That's why kefil can't be more than the keren. Because when the hashava b'poil could be done with one zuz, then the kefil can't be chayf kefil more than that. Because there's a hashava that's miskayim actually with one zuz. So the kefil is can't be more than that. And then with this other yisoid that he says, the mali hem mali demei, so he says a brand new shach mali kotlo kotlo kula mali kotlo palu. He says what it means is like this: that let's say you kill the animal. You have an animal, and it was worth whatever it was, 100 zuz, and you shot it dead completely, and now it's gone. You burnt it up, incinerated. Nothing's here. It's gone. So how much kefil do you pay? The original value. Why do you pay for kefil, the original value? Why don't you say kefil shasam oda b'din? The Taisha spoke out a little bit. We saw him show him this is yachsus. Why do you pay kefil like the thing is worth now? It's time. So why? So it's gone. So pay kefil nothing. The answer is, you know, let me start from the cut the paga part. The cut the kula part is more complicated because of shini. Let me start with the cut the paga part. I was makish the behemah. What's the worst thing? And one wise thing saying is sorry that if you makish the behemah be a daim, so kefil is not kishas and moda, but then kefil is kishas kein shivan. You have to pay kefil and the whole behemah. Even though I took 50 pounds off the behemah by makish, why don't I pay kefil shas? I should only have to pay kefil 50. The behemah was worth 100 zuz because it was weighing 100 pounds. Now it weighs 50 pounds. It's only 50 zuz. I should only have to pay kefil 50 zuz. So he says, no, you have to pay kefil 100 zuz. Why? Because since when you were makash b'yadayim, so you were mazik at b'yadayim, so midin mazik, you have to pay 50 zuz for the 50 pounds that you took off the behemah. So now you have to pay 50 zuz for the 50 pounds that you took off of the behemah. Those 50 zuz are the 50 pounds. And now when you give back the 50 pound behemah with another 50 zuz for the 50 pounds that you took off, the hashav is miskayim with both of them. Because mali hem mali demeim, midin mazik, since you have to pay for the 50 pounds that you were mazik, those domim are now in lieu of that part of the behemoth that you were machzir. And you're mekayim with that also the din of Heshev v'sagzela. If you're mekayim with that also the din of Heshev v'sagzela, so how much behemoth are you being meshiv? 100 zuz. So you pay kefil on the 100 zuz, because kefil is tied into the hashav. That's when you malikot the kula, malikot the palgo. Just like if you be masik the behemah completely, you would have to pay for the behemah, and that would be the hashava, and you would pay kefil on that hashava. So who did if you masik a little bit of the behemah, but you have to pay for that little bit? We didn't masik because you did it be a dayim. If you have to pay for that little bit of hezek because you did it be a dayim, then that demei hezek is the behemah. Malik malik demeim. Once it's the behemoth, then you have to pay kefil too, because kefil is not arbitrarily kshas hamod v'din. Kefil is kshas hamod v'din because it's tied into the hashava. Here, a mekayim hashava with the dmei hamazik. So that goes into the calculation of how much the kefil has to be. So that's how the Rambam learned from Malikat. Based on these Rambams, comes out absurd. A new shot in Malikot called the Malikot of Talmud. So Rambam is more than going to develop this Rambam. The stories here are. Rav Gedalia Shor once said that Rambam's svaros are like Seichel HaTorah. This is Rambam's Seichel HaTorah. The svaros here, so gishma. Even without any rights, the svaros are gishma. Okay, fine, we'll stop here. I want to look at the Rosh. I think maybe this raid will help us with the Rosh. There's very difficult things in the Rosh, with the difference of Kefil and Tavach HaMocher. Kefil is literally Kishas HaMotavim, and Tavach HaMocher is really Kishas HaMichol Mechira. Very difficult Rosh. It's kedai to see the tour, how he brings this Rosh down, because the tour has a sophos that are not in the Rosh. And so we'll try to work that through tomorrow. And then Mr. Shemir will go on. It's not the best action here.